These things are written down so that we might know that they are true. We are sharing in the experiences of those disciples. And the key thing that came out of that story that we heard today was the way that Jesus first appeared to them. And the very first thing he said was, "Peace be with you." Now, we often use those words and we share the peace in our service, and it's a much loved part of the service. Sometimes because it's a great time to catch up with people that you haven't seen all week. It's a very social thing to do. People who aren't used to church think, "What on earth is going on?" But what is it all about? This is an important part, because this is the first time that the disciples have seen Jesus. And it's the first thing he says to them. "Peace be with you." Now, those words in his language would probably have been shalom. We've heard of that, I think, most of us. And I guess we can understand, when he first comes into that room, why he might say, "Peace be with you." I mean, those doors are locked. They are scared. They've seen what the Romans have done to Jesus. What are they going to do to them? What are those religious leaders likely to do to these people? They were scared. And they were grieving. The person that they'd just spent those years with, learning from, had high hopes for, gone. All of their dreams, gone. No wonder Jesus came in and said, "Peace be with you." But then they realize who he is. And they see those marks in his hands and in his side. And they rejoice that the Lord has returned to them. And Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Now, why would he say that a second time? Why does he say that when they are rejoicing? I think it's partly down to our not being able to fully translate that meaning of shalom. Shalom, yes, meaning peace, but also a wholeness, bringing a wholeness to you. That's what brings the peace. At the moment, they are not whole. Their emotions are all over the place. It's a lot to take in. We've had 2,000 years to get used to the idea that Jesus is risen. I still think we'd freak out if he walked into this room. But imagine how they were feeling. And in the background of that, there's also that feeling that, you know what, he told us, he did tell us that this would happen. But we didn't believe it. We didn't understand it. He's been through this terrible ordeal where he was killed. And where were we? They weren't feeling whole at all. And so Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And he breathes on them and gives them spirit. It's reassuring to me that even the disciples needed the Holy Spirit to begin to understand all that was going on. I think we often revere that sort of Damascus Road experience where faith comes in a flash and it's all made clear. And we think, that's what coming to faith is. And it is amazing if that happens to you. But for most of us, it's something slower. And it's the Holy Spirit working within us that slowly reveals Christ as our Lord. So maybe when we pray for all of our loved ones who don't have faith. And we should be calling on the Holy Spirit to work on them, slowly tearing down those locked doors in their life so that they might see Christ. Jesus is still turning up, entering those locked places in our lives, sometimes unexpected, often uninvited, sometimes even unwanted. But he's still turning up, standing among us. He offers us his peace and breathes new life into us. We are the people who have been given the peace of Christ, a peace that is beyond any understanding. And as those people, we are charged to go and bring peace to others and to make them whole. First, with each other. And this is why we share the peace in church. That if there is any angst between us, that we might put it behind us. That being forgiven, we might forgive. But then, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we are sent out to share that peace with all of God's children. So at this joyous time of this season, when we celebrate our risen Lord and we listen to that story and know that Christ is here with us, don't lock yourself behind closed doors. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you, power you to share that peace with others and to bring wholeness to others in every corner of your life. Shalom.